This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is currently holding talks with his Slovak counterpart, Robert Fico, in Bratislava, the capital of Slovakia. Both the leaders met at the Bratislava castle for the bilateral engagement. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi was accorded a guard of honor in presence of his Slovak counterpart, Robert Fico. Mr. Modi said this visit provides an opportunity to deepen India-Slovakia relations and explore new avenues of cooperation between the two countries. This is the first ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Slovakia since its independence in 1993. The visit reaffirms India's commitment towards strengthening its bilateral relationship with Slovakia in various sectors, including trade, investment, and automobile and railway manufacturing. The French city of Evian is all set to host the 52nd G7 summit beginning today. The meeting is getting underway with a significant positive development as the US and Iran have finalized a deal to end their 107-day war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow waterway used to ferry one-fifth of global oil supplies. Leaders of G7 countries, including France, the United Kingdom, Germany, and Italy, have welcomed the development. In a joint statement, the leaders of France, the United Kingdom, Germany and Italy said that the urgent reopening of the Strait of Hormuz with unconditional and unrestricted freedom of navigation is essential. French President Emmanuel Macron will formally welcome leaders of the G7 countries, which include the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, Germany, Italy and Japan, along with the presidents of the European Council and the European Commission later today. India, Brazil, South Korea, Kenya and Egypt have been invited to the summit as the partner countries. Ukraine, Qatar, United Arab Emirates have also been invited for the summit. India has welcomed that understanding reached between the United States and Iran on ending the conflict in West Asia, which has caused serious economic disruption across the world and led to loss of life in many countries. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India hopes that the implementation of this understanding will help restore peace and stability in the region and ensure the freedom of navigation and commerce. The Prime Minister further added that India looks forward to deliberating on the remaining issues, reaching a sustainable final agreement. The United States and Iran finalized a deal to end their 107-day war and open the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow waterway used to ferry one-fifth of the global oil supplies. U.S. President Donald Trump made the announcement on his Truth Social platform last night, saying America will end its naval blockade on Iranian ports. The peace agreement will be signed on the 19th of June in Switzerland. President Trump said the Strait of Hormuz will open on Friday after the official signing of the agreement. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the country has adequate buffer stock of food grains and there will be no food shortage despite the impact of El Nino conditions. Speaking at the Mine Summit in New Delhi today, the finance minister stated that the southwest monsoon rainfall this year is expected to be below normal. She said sufficient quantity of fertilizers is available for the kharif crop season. Ms. Sitharaman further informed that the supply of fertilizers for the upcoming rabi season will commence from November this year. Union Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Yadav today said that the main national event of International Day of Yoga 2026 will be held in Kolkata on June 21, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations. Addressing the curtain raiser press conference for International Day of Yoga 2026 in New Delhi, the minister noted that the theme for International Day of Yoga 2026 is Yoga for Healthy Aging, which addresses one of the most significant challenges of the modern era. The 19th Mumbai International Film Festival will begin today. The formal opening ceremony will be held at Mumbai's Ravindra Natya Mandir in the evening. This year, the competition section comprises of 144 films, including 52 international and 92 national entries, representing filmmakers from 13 countries. India Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over parts of northeast India, sub-Himalayan parts of West Bengal till tomorrow. The weather agency has issued orange warning for thunder squall conditions over Rajasthan, East Uttar Pradesh, Odisha and West Madhya Pradesh today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.